Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, we're beginning Hilchos Avelut. First of all, today happens to be, aside from here in Eretz Yisrael, commemorating Yom HaShoah, also happens to be the yard site of my grandmother, Chayedina Bas Menachem Mendel HaKadosh. I generally try to go to her kever, which is... I try to go to my grandfather's kever. My grandmother's kever is in Vancouver, but I try to go there on the yard site. But I figured that just today to learn Lezecher Nishmasa. My grandmother's entire family was killed by the Nazis Al Kiddush Hashem, including my great grandfather. That's the grandmother I made reference to when we learned the Hilchos Nida, about how she described how difficult it was to go to the mikveh in Saskatchewan, in Western Canada. Her life story is the life story of Klal Yisrael's Mesiras Nefesh, to do everything they can to continue the Mesorah despite awful. Every single person in her family was killed except for her husband, her mother, her father, all of her brothers, all of her sisters, and all of her nieces and nephews. So this learning should be Yuli Nishmasa. And I'm looking forward to a special Zman together. The Limud of Hilchos Avelus is very much Halacha L'maisa, as well as not only intriguing in terms of Halacha L'maisa, but also the sugyas are absolutely beautiful. With that in mind, what we're going to do, of course you have an extensive booklet in front of you, which was done beautifully by Yomo. We'll see there are a few new features. What we're going to do is start with a Hakdama to Hilchos Avelus. In fact, if you'll notice, Hilchos Avelus begins with Simen Shin Mem Hilchos Kriya, and then we have Hilchos Aninus. And we're going out of order because I was misufak which order to go in. I decided to start with Hilchos Aninus and Shin Mem Aleph, because starting with Hilchos Aninus will give us an introduction also to Hilchos Avelus. It will be a broader introduction. That will be, I would say, the first third of the shir. And then we'll get to the nitty-gritty details in the Rishonim and in the Poskim and Halach Lameisa in terms of the Halachos of Aninus. Of course, goes without saying that for those I'll say it again for those who are new, the goal of the shir is to go through the Shulchan Aruch as well as we can. Unfortunately, we don't have that much time to learn Hilchos Avelus. So on the Marim Mekomos, unlike Hilchos Nida, where I signed you the tour in Beis Yosef, there are going to be times it's going to be difficult to cover all the Beis Yosef. Halavai, you should do everything you can to cover the Beis Yosef. The tour is fantastic in Hilchos Avelus, so a lot of times, if you're running out of time to go through the tour and then go to the Shulchan Aruch. Of course, the booklet is not meant to, for those who are new, the booklet's not meant to supplement the usage of the tour in the Shulchan Aruch. This is what we call a supplemental booklet. Okay, in terms of the Hakdama, you have in front of us on the first page, the photocopy, aside from the after the cover sheet, two Mekoros in the Torah Hakdosha in regards to Avelus. Both of them don't talk about Avelus directly. In last week's parsha, we have Aaron HaKohen responding to Moshe Rabbeinu, where he says in Perek Yud Pasuk Yutes, "Vaydaber Aaron al Moshe, Hein hayom ikrivu es chatosam es olosam fnei Hashem, atikrenu osi keela, v'chalti chatos hayom hayitev v'inei Hashem." So Aaron HaKohen says that he should not have partaken in the chatas. Moshe Rabbeinu was surprised that it was burnt. There are many details in terms of Hilchos Kachim and even within Hilchos Aninus that we won't discuss, but this is the first reference where we see, and for the Rambam this reference is going to be important in terms of the halachos of Avelus. Of course, an onein is an individual who prior to Kvura is in a state in which we're going to see the Mishnah on Brachos and Daf Yudayin and Bebez as being exempt from mitzvos, and it could very well be have other chiyuvim, and this is the first source that we have in where Aaron HaKohen says, would you want me to act as I normally would, being that I'm in a state of aninus? Reference to Avelus is, according to the Rambam, is critical also in a couple of weeks in Parashat Semar and Perikhof Aleph, is the reference to who a Kohen could be metame to. A Kohen is allowed to be metame, says the Pasuk Perikhof Aleph, Pasuk Beis, that he's allowed to be metame. Now notice again, the Pasuk makes no reference to what we refer to today as Avelus, but talks about a Kohen who normally is prohibited to be Metame himself to a mitzvah. Avi pointed out in Seder, what comes out is that according to those who say that a wife is not referred to in this Pasuk, we say there are Sheva Krovim, in which one is allowed to be metame. So a wife might also be a meis mitzvah. The question of she'ero, does she'er refer to one's wife or not? But at the end of the day, we have also another reference to a moment in which one's close relatives have passed away, which we know are one in which there's a mitzvah of avelus. So here we have a requirement for an individual to be metame to them. Strikingly, the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, the mitzvah say lamed zayin, the Rambam, when describing the mitzvah of Avelus, starts out in a very interesting way. The Rambam writes, that a Kohen has a mitzvah to be metame himself to the Krovim. So the Rambam says, I might think that you have an option. No, it's a mitzvah. Oh! It's a mitzvah to be metame. Very good. Very good. The Kohen walked in. So we have the halachas of Kohen that a Kohen needs to know. This is the halacha that a Kohen needs to know. Oh, what does it have to do with Avelus? Interesting. Says the Rambam, V'loshen sifra lo yitamam mitzvah lo ratz l'itam tam nos al karcho u'maitse bi'osef ha-Kohen shemeitse ishto erev Pesach lo ratz l'itam ilo v'tachu ha-chacham yitamu al karcho v'zeu ba'atmo hu mitzvahs Avul, klomar ki kol ish mi Yisrael chayiv lehis abel al kroivot. Everybody has to be misabel al kroivot. So the Rambam puts together the mitzvah of being metame and taking care. Notice how the Rambam describes it: the mitzvah of taking care of a maze. And the Rambam says that is the mitzvah of that's the mitzvah of avelus, particularly regards, of course, to a kohen. And the Rambam then goes on and he says, he called Yisrael chayivlis abel al krovav, and this is the mitzvah of avelus. This is the mitzvah of avelus. Notice the Rambam doesn't say that the mitzvah of avelus is that you're supposed to during when an individual is in avel. So then he, as we know, all the halachos and avelus that we'll discuss in detail. The Rambam doesn't describe it at all. The Rambam describes the state of aninus that a Kohen will be in, that A, we saw in the Psukim that he has an Easter of partaking in certain types of kachim, and B, is that he also has a mitzvah to be metame to his krovim. And this theme continues within the Rambam. The Rambam, in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, in Hilchos Avel, writes, mitzvah is sa'aseh, lehis abel al-krovim, shenemar, v'achal tichat esayoyim ayita b'inei Hashem. The Rambam says that there's a mitzvah to be ma'abel on krovim, and he doesn't quote avelus, he quotes aninus. That's why the hakdama to hilchos avelus really starts with aninus. It starts with aninus because the Rambam says that the source to be ma'abel al krovim is the fact that Aaron HaKohen said v'achalti chatas hayom ve'ein avelus min ha'teira ela b'yom rishon b'lvad. We're going to see that there is a machlokis rishonim. What constitutes avelus min haTorah? The Rambam rules that avelus min haTorah is the day in which you have the yom hamisa and the yom hakfura on the same day. Then you have avelus min haTorah. I want you to think about this. Why should avelus min haTorah be dependent on whether the kvura and the misa is on the same day? The misa brings out what? Aninus. The kvura brings out
Avelus.
What's this halacha that the only time you have Avelus min HaTorah is that if you have the Avelus in the Yom HaMitzvah, B'Yom Echad. So, this is the Rambam. So if we would summarize the anomalies that we've just been noticing up until now, they are as follows. If we would summarize in one sentence. It seems that Aninus and Avelus go hand in hand. They're directly connected to each other. And the mitzvah d'oraisa of Avelus stems from the halachos of Aninus, of Achalti Chatas Hayom. Okay. Let's put all these observations on the side, and let's deal with a very fundamental issue that I want you to think about when you're learning the halachos of Avelus. And what we're going to do now is develop a yesod that's going to be relevant in terms of understanding Hilchos Aninus in Siman Shin Mem Aleph, and as well as Mirtzeh Hashem, as this man goes on, we're going to come back to some of these yesodos. If there's any shiur of Rav Soloveitchik that I think captures the godless, and there's so many of them, but if there's one shiur that captures the awesomeness of Rav Soloveitchik shiurim, particularly the awesomeness of the Yahrzeit shiurim, it's Rav Soloveitchik's shiur on Avelus, his Yahrzeit shiur on Avelus. I taught this the first time I started teaching here was about 6 or 7 summers ago, and we were doing Moed Katan here in the summer. We had a summer kollel, and we did a third perek. I found that in 6 weeks of learning this third perek of Moed Katan, every day was another paragraph that came out. We didn't intend it that way, but it came out every day was another, just every shiur was just a paragraph of those Yahrzeit shiurim. It took us basically 6 weeks to touch on all the yesodos in this one Yahrzeit shiur, B'inyan Avelus, which is Chelek Beis in the Yahrzeit shiurim. And I want to share with you one very, very important yesod. And this will lead up to the basic concepts that we're driving at, and we'll create the framework, Be'ezer Hashem, for both Aninus and Avelus. There is a very interesting halacha that the Gemara says that's going to be very important for us in terms of halacha l'maisa, and that is that ein avelus beregel. It's a Gemara in Ksubis on Daf Gimel Mebeis. It appears also in the Mishnayos in the third parak of Elul Megalchim. There's no avelus on a regel. Now the truth is, it's a little bit hard to understand why that should be so. Why should it be that there's no avelus beregel? The halacha that we're going to see in Siman Shin Mem Aleph is that the halacha is that an onen is not allowed to drink wine or eat meat. However, an avel is allowed. So wait a second. Why can't you have an avel on Yom Tov? What does it mean, ein avelus beregel? Why is it the Mishnayos assume that there's no such thing as avelus beregel? Gemara in Ksubas on Daf Gimel Mebeis. You take a look, and where do you have the Yisra Basar V'yayin? Shin Mem Aleph Aleph. Our simon, you have the yisur of basar v'yayin, but in avel you won't find that. In fact, some have the custom that by the sudas havra the avel drinks wine. So what's the reason of ein avelus beregel? This question Rav Soloveitchik asked in the Yahrzeit shir, and he developed a beautiful yisod. And based on this, we'll be able to go back to the Rambams that we saw as well. Soloveitchik pointed out, and this is a Yisod Gadol not only in Aninus and Avelus, it's a Yisod Gadol in all of Halacha, that if you take a look in the Rambam will, of course, has two parts. The Rambam, like we saw before, starts out Perek Aleph Hilchos Halacha Aleph of Hilchos Avel, but you have to always look not only at the Rambam's words in the Yad themselves, but what's referred to as the Pirkei HaMitzvah. Or what's referred to by others as the koteret, the titles of the mitzvahs. The way the Rambam titles the mitzvahs is often extremely, extremely important. So when it comes to the koteret, you can often see the kiyum of the mitzvah. Everybody knows that there are two parts to a mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah, and there's a kiyum ha-mitzvah. There's the act of the mitzvah, and then there's the fulfillment of the mitzvah itself. When it comes to the inyan of Avelus. Avelus has a Maisa Mitzvah, but at its core is a Kiyum Belev. Chazal say, Ein Aninus Ela Belev. The Kiyum of both Aninus, and we're going to argue Avelus as well, is Belev. And therefore, the Rambam doesn't describe in the Sefer HaMitzvot, the Rambam doesn't describe the Pu'ulos of Avelus. But rather, it's a Kiyum of Avelus Belev. By the way, you have this idea in Hilchos Tshuva as well. If you take a look in Hilchos Tshuva, the Rambam there describes in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph the Pu'ula of Vidui, the Pu'ula of Tshuva. But if you take a look at the Koteret and the Pirkei HaMitzvot, there the Rambam describes the Kiyum of being the emotional, mental, psychological component of Tshuva, and that is the transformation of the individual himself. So the Rambam and the Yad will often give you the Pu'ula, but then there's something else that is the Kiyum HaMitzvah. When it comes to Yom Tov, we won't be Marich now, but I'll just make reference to you for you to think about for later on. When it comes to Yom Tov, in contrast to Shabbos, that's why I'm not going to be Marich on now. When it comes to Yom Tov, there the mitzvah of Yom Tov is not Boser V'yayim per se. Rather, the Kiyum is to be Besimcha. So Avelus, in contrast to Shabbos, where Avelus and Shabbos could at times coexist, Avelus and Yom Tov are a clash. They destroy each other. They can't live with each other. Even though the Pu'ulot could live with each other. But the Kiyum, that can't live with each other. The Kiyum can't live with each other. Now, as Chazal say, Ein Aninus Ela Belev, when Chazal are saying that, Chazal are not only talking about Aninus, they're talking about Aninus and Avelus together. Aninus and Avelus combined are a Kiyum Belev. Ramevin Yovin, this Yisod is where you see the where Rav Soloveitchik would take into account an emotional / chassidish mahalach even in understanding mitzvahs when they were consistent with the halachic theory. This is a beautiful chassidish Yisod as well. That's the pshat of Avelus contradicting Regal. Oh, in Kenim Advarim, the Rambam over here in the Sefer HaMitzvot, and the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph is describing not just simply Aninus. He's describing a transformed state that someone is, the Halacha wants someone to be in when he suffered a loss. And therefore, the Rambam is not simply, doesn't understand that there is two Halachas. That there is a halacha of an onen, that's a one mitzvah. That there's a mitzvah for when you're prior to kvura, the person has a status of onen. After kvura, then he has a separate mitzvah of avelus. No, they're all part of one identity. They're all part of one identity. Aninus and avelus are one thing. He has some set of hanhagos that we're going to analyze today prior to kvura. He has another set of anhagos after kvura, but they're all a chelik of one mitzvah. They're all a chelik of one mitzvah. To put it in brisker terms, he has a shame avel already from the beginning. He has a shame avel from the beginning. Zok the Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Aleph, a mitzvah sasteilis avel starts already from the moment of aninus. The shame avel already exists. So this is the Hakdama. The Hakdama is that A, Aninus and Avelus is a Kiyum Belev. B, Aninus and Avelus are a chelek of one particular mitzvah, and they work hand in hand. In Kenim Advarim, we're ready to go to our first set of halachas. And I want you to keep in mind this yisod of the Kiyum Belev of both Avelus and Regel, because that's going to be important in discussing Hilchos Avelus, as well as the Sugya of Avelus Beregel and Avelus B'Shabbos. One strong raya you have in your booklet, a few pages of Rav Soloveitchik's Shir, but one strong raya that Rav Soloveitchik brings is, I didn't reference too much inside because the new edition that the yeshiva has, I have the old edition, so I'm a little bit, it's a little bit foreign to me, but yeah, I found this. On the bottom of Reish Aleph, the Rav brings a raya from one of the halachas that we're going to discuss today. And that is, the halacha is, let's see it inside in the Shulchan Aruch, that the halacha is that once you have the Avelim being chozer pineyan, that they turn away from the Niftar and they begin to leave, even though the Niftar hasn't been buried, nevertheless, the halacha is that they begin their state of Avelus immediately. For example, this is not the best example in Shin Mem Aleph, but for example, in Shin Mem Aleph Gimel, we have Mokom Shenogu Shektafayim Yuchodim Lhotzi Ameis. So then in such a case, Mutarim Hakrovim B'Basar B'Yayin. In such a case, they're Mutar B'Basar B'Yayin. And the Ramah adds, Mokom Shenos Nameis Mi'ir Li'ir. So then in such a case, then it's Mutar L'Fanav. Al Mokom Rachok. So then in such a case, they're no longer considered an Onein. And we're going to see later on in Simin, Shin, Ayin, Hey, then in many instances they already have a Din Avel. They already start the Din Avel. That if they're Chozrim Pneyem, so then in such a case they have a Din Avel. That's a Gemara that if you take a look at the Shiurim on page Reish Aleph, you take a look, the Gemara quotes it from Rava, bottom line on page Reish Aleph, Lebnei Mechuza Aton Deloaz Lisi Basar Arsa, the moment in which they turn away, so then in such a case their avelus begins. Again, there's a general reference to this in Shin Mem Aleph Gimel. A better reference to it is in Shin Ayin Hey. We're going to see that halacha. And that is, that if it's Nimsar L'Ktafayim, and they turn away, and they no longer have anything to do with the Kvura, then their avelus begins right then. Wait a second. If the halacha is that you have one state of owning, and then after kvura, there's a different kiyum called avelus, if that would be so, so then how could it possibly be that we're going to say, if we know for sure that there was no kvura, then in such a case that their avelus begins? The answer is that they're really, the halacha of avel and owning are not two separate kiyumim, but rather, when a person's in a state of avel, they have two components. They have two components when they're in a state of avel. Prior to kvura, that manifestation of being osik with the mace, which we're going to get involved in the nitty-gritty today, that his askus of the mace, that gives them a state of an onay. The moment in which they're no longer osik with the mace, that status now converts to nihuge havelus. But it's not the pshat that they're two different mitzvahs or two different kiyumim. They really come from the same subset. Okay. In Kenim Advarim, we're ready to go to our first fundamental machlokis Rishonim in regards to Aninus. Says the Tur in Simin Shin Mem Aleph Sipei, a very important machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban. Says the Tur Shin Mem Aleph Hei, Kotar Rambam, Shekold man shalom nikbar hameis, einir osir v'chol advarim sh'avol osir behin. Any time that's prior to kvura, then in such an instance, an avel doesn't have the yud aleph dvarim. Yud aleph dvarim that are avel are osir behin. The Rambam is going to give us a list of 11 things, which we're going to discuss, starting from Simin Shin Pei Aleph. So Shin Pei is going to be the yud aleph dvarim. So says the Tur, all of those Nihugi Avelos, according to Rambam, don't begin there. Chen Kata Rizkeos, and the Rizkeos writes, Sh'ona Mutar Bein B'mitzah L'Kfura B'tiposes U'tisporus U'brachitza V'sich V'tashma Mitu B'shar G'zer Shiva V'kata Ramban Sh'gogai Hi Mashi Tiru B'tashma Shamita T'l'kulei Almo B'chol Osir Bo V'chen K'saz Dine Avelos Nogin Bo K'gon Rechitza V'sicha K'avachomer B'achil Hasbosu V'shtiyas Yayin. There's a machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban whether Nihuge Avelus begin for an Onein or not. The Rambam says no, and the Ramban says yes. The Ramban fits in beautifully to what we said before. Even though there's no makar that we have in the Gemara that says that the halacha is that an onen has nihuge avelus, and when we use the word avelus, generally we don't think of onen, but based on what we've described above, aninus and avelus are not two separate things. What is onen? Oh, let's take a look at the Mishnah in Brachos. The Mishnah in Brachos tells us the halachos of an onen. The halachos of an onen are Misha meso muto lefana. We have the photocopy of the Mishnah after the Tshuvas of Rav Moshe Feinstein, about halfway through the booklet. Misha meso muto lefana patur min hakriyashma min hatfila. Ah, the Mishnah tells us he's exempt for these mitzvahs. Why? Because he has a mitzvah of kvura. How to be magir that mitzvah? We're going to have three possibilities on the board. Emir Sheshem. But he has a mitzvah of kvura. He has a mitzvah of kvura, and therefore he's exempt from these mitzvahs. Does that mean that he's not an avil? What are we arguing today from many great gedolim? He does. He has a shame avil. If that's so, who says nihugi avilus don't apply? The only nihugi avilus that are not going to apply to this individual are those things that are going to prevent him from taking care of the kvura. So, for example, one of the most poignant things at the kvura is that the moment in which the kvura is done, the avelim take off their shoes. The avelim take off their shoes. Prior, says the Ramban, even I, who hold that there's nihuge avelus, even I say that the avel wears his shoes. Why? Because he's involved in kvura. So then in such a case, to do everything barefoot, that he's not going to do. So the nihugi avelus that are so there, that which is he could do to take care of the kvura, that of course even the Ramban agrees. But everything else, all the other nihugi avelus are not so there that you have. The Ramban is gonna be quite lomdush over here. The Ramban is going to say that a shame avel he has a shame avel, but nihugi avelus begin with the kvura. As long as he's being osig with kvura, not necessarily the literal kvura, like we saw from Rava, the moment in which you turn away, you're chayiv with nihugi avelus. But rather, according to the Rambam, he has a shame avel, but nihugi avelus are not going to begin until he is no longer osig in the kvura. As long as you're osig in the kvura, so then nihugi avelus don't begin. But the shame avel, we're arguing, even according to the Rambam, exists as well. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol nehyeh bedvaro.
Amen.
Yeah, there were a couple of hands.
Can I ask one question from the Rambam? What's the, on the first page the Rebbe gave us, what's the connection between the Rambam's mitzvah of Avelis, between that mice in the Gemara forcing Rav Yosef HaKohen, or meaning from what Rabbi is saying, I'm not exactly seeing how that...
No, the Gemara, here, what we see, the Rambam is bringing out something else there. The Rambam, as he says in the Sefer Mitzvah, I would have a Havam, it's only a Rishus. Kamash Malon, it's a Chiyuv. Then the Rambam just adds, then and that the Rambam is just proving that point by the Maaseh Yosef
Kohen. But he's saying that's part of Avelus. I mean, but why should we force him to be Matam? I mean, the Rabbanon forced him, but there were other people there that could have done
the answer is that the mitzvah is for him to be in a state of Avelus, and that has two parts to it. One is for him to take care of the Meis Mitzvah, take care of his Karov, and the other part is the moment in which he's no longer taking care of him to be Misadol. Rashi in Sukkah writes that he's being mechabe through avelus, nihugi avelus, he's being mechabe the nifter. That's what Rashi in Sukkah writes. And Mir Tzeshem will get that. So it's all part of one mitzvah. Again, Rama might not agree with Rashi in that part, but at the end of the day, it's all related to his responsibility to the nifter. Both the kvura, being metame, v'chule, and the avelus itself. Oh, okay. So this is the Hakdama with the first application. Let's already jump in terms of Allah Halamaisa, or at least start the first in the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Mechaber, Shin Mem Aleph Hey. How do we paskin in regards to an onen and Nihuge Avelus? So the Mechaber seems to be like the position of the Rambam. Zok the Heligam Mechaber, Kol Zman Shalom Nikbar Ameis, Shimem Alef Hei, Eina Cholet Minol Vesandol, Ve'eina Chayiv Atifas HaRosh, V'kfiyas HaMita. So here, everybody agrees that he doesn't do Atifas HaRosh and Kfiyas HaMita. Why? Because if you're Atifas HaRosh, we're going to see one of the Yud Aleph Nihuge Avelis are to wrap one's head in a turban. So that we'll discuss in terms of Halacha L'maaseh, how does that apply today? But if a person is wrapped up, now that Atifas HaRosh is one in which a person rescinds into himself. We're going to see that the Gemara in the third parak of Moed Katan is Madama, Nidui, and Saras, where a person is supposed to be Chutz L'machane. So the Atifas HaRosh all applies to those individuals as well. But he doesn't do that at the state of Aninus. Why? Because now he's not supposed to be wrapped into himself. He's got to make all the arrangements. So, right? He needs to buy. He needs to buy Maris HaMachpelah. He needs to buy things to take care. So says the Mechaber, he's not going to have anything to sit on when he makes his phone calls. Everything is facilitated there for the Kvura. But for something that's relaxing, we're going to see it, there's halacha, he's supposed to turn over the bed. That he's not supposed to do. Says the Ramah, v'kol shekein she'aser b'tashmi shamita, everybody holds tashmita aser. This the Rambam agrees with as well. V'yei shomrim da'aser v'chisa v'sicha v'simcha v'she'el ha'shon v'tesporet u'b'melacha. And the some say, good question. That's a nice question. Why would the Rambam hold away? But the Rambam does say that. But the Ramah says, but still there's an iser of rechitza, sicha, and so on. Why? Because all of those things are not necessary for the kfura. He says tur, but what he really means is the Ramban. So actually what emerges is that lahalacha, the above question in the tur between the machlokas Rambam, Ramban, seems to be a difference between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The Ramah says, Yeshom da'asar b'rechitza, and kimdumani, that the minhag ha'olam in Ashkenaz is to follow, I think this is how Rav Miller said it as well, is to follow this psak of the Ramah, and that is that already from the state of Onen, there's an Isser Rechitza, Sicha, Shela Shalom, Tisporet, and Melacha, because all parts of Nihugi Avelus would apply already for the Onen. Oh, halacha lemaisa, that raises a good question from the Gesher Achaim. So Gesher Achaim, take a look in our photocopies. Gesher Achaim is on Perek Yud Ches. This is as we're starting in our first shir. I want to emphasize a couple of very important dvarim. In Eretz Yisrael, the two most important svarim in the last 70 years in Hilchos Avelus were for Gesher Achaim. The Gesher Achaim is written by someone you're all familiar with, whether you know him or not. Almost everyone's familiar with the Luach Eretz Yisrael. It's written by Rabbi Chiel Michel to Kuczynski. He was a big rav and a well-known Talmud Chacham and figure in the Old City. Before 1948, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, a chaver and Talmud, and Rebbe of many Gdolei Torah. That was for many years one of the most important Sfarim. And then there's another Sefer that was put out afterwards called Pnei Baruch, which we're going to use a lot as well, which has been translated entirely in English by Art Scroll. So Morning in Halacha is the Sefer Pnei Baruch. It's basically the Sefer entirely in translation. Missing the psakim in the back of Rav Shlomo Zalman and others. The Art Scroll didn't translate that. But Mir Tashem will be making reference to a lot to these farms. But the Sefer Gesher Achaim is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Sefer. It's done in a beautiful way. If you get you feel like you get to know the Mechaber also when you read the Sefer. Anyhow, the Gesher Achaim leaves off with a question. And he writes on Ha'ara 13. It appears in your booklet right after this Shiurim, Rav Soloveitchik Shiurim, Ha'ara 13. Rabu Kanadeos Bein Rabu Sein Harishon Bereish Perikim with the Brachos Umatviv Lufi Yerushalmi. Wait. Oh, not this one. I'm sorry. It's not that photocopy of the Gesher Chaim. We have one more photocopy of the Gesher Chaim. Towards the back. It's not that one. Where is it? There's one after the next? No.
One in the second page of the booklet, after the Rambam.
Ah, okay. So right after the Rambam, it's even earlier in the booklet. Right after Rambam, by Dineon, Nachon. Right after Rambam, right towards the beginning, with Ha'ara number 5. He quotes in the body, Ve'ina meisiv lechol kederach sha'ofen b'kviyasudik gon al shulchan, v'lo meisiv lo'ochol kol tzarcho. And then Ha'ara 5, he says, V'fi ma'ashikasa b'tur v'sholchan aruch, lo yeshiv al kisei af shalo l'achila, v'gam lo yashan al mitaso, v'amikar b'smachos, ein yishenim al gav mitas kuf v'lo akfuya. He says, really, according to the Shulchan Aruch, the Onen should not be sitting in a chair, nor should he be sleeping on a bed. He says, maybe because today we generally don't sleep on the floor. But at the end of the day, what emerges is that what the Gesher HaChaim is bringing out is 2 points. Number one, for Ashkenazim, it's clear that Nihugi Avelus already begin from Aninus, A. B is even for Sfardim, and even for the Psak of the Mechaber, there's an Isser Leishev Olishon Agave Mita Afil Kfuya, and it's an interesting question today why Onanim are not Makbid on it. It would seem clear that in instances that a person could only sit in a chair, like for example, it's very common for an onen to be traveling, we're going to discuss this a lot, an onen that's traveling from America to Israel for kvura, so then to tell to them, we don't believe in not listening to the stewardesses, and so therefore for them not to sit in a chair, that's ridiculous. There he needs to sit in a chair. However, in other instances, it's not clear at all what the Gesher HaChaim writes, what the heter is for an onen even to sit in a chair. Yesh la'ayin, the Talmidim can look for Mar Makomos as far as someone who's matzik, an onen sitting down. The chura he would sit, doesn't have to sit on the floor mamish, but he would be sitting like Nais Mihugei Avelus, which would mean on a low stool as opposed to sitting on a regular chair. I don't know if many are machmir, then in the case of where the kfura is not the same day, by people that an onen would sleep on the floor, but the pashtus is that an onen doesn't sleep on a regular bed either. Yeah.
But sitting on a chair, even the Ramban said he should sit in a chair, no?
What's that?
Even the Ramban said he should sit in a chair.
The Mechaber said the Feresh, I will also lay shave. Olishan al gabi mita filu kfuya. So, unless one wants to be mechalik between a bed and a chair, but that's quite a chidush. Okay, so this is the first diun. Diun number two, in order is really explodes our whole simon. Basically, what we're going to see is Tosos raises two different possibilities. We're going to argue today is that there are three different shitas about how to understand the basic halacha in regards to onen. Basic halacha in regards to onen, we saw, is that an onen has his halachos because he needs to be osek bikvura. And we saw the Mishnah, Amisha Mesa Muta Lefanav, that in such a case he's potter from Kriyashma. There is a fundamental issue, and that is, why is he potter from Kriya Shema? What exactly is the ptur when it comes to onen Kriya Shema? There's no question that it has something to do with the fact that he needs to bury the mix. That's obvious. But let's try to be as precise as possible about what the ptur of onen is. What we're going to put on the board is three different approaches amongst the Rishonim. It's really Shtayim Shein Shalosh, two fundamentally different Mahalchim, and then And then we'll see that there is a nuance within the third Mahalach of how to understand the nature of the Ptur Oneg. Rashi says on the Mishnah, Misha Meso is Potter Milikras Krishma, says, Rashi Lefishu Hu Tarud B'machsheves Kfuraso. V'avidumya Techasan De Potter Mishum Tirda De Mitzvah. In a celebrated Rashi, Rashi is of the opinion that the nature of the Ptur is really the way most Achronim say it, is based on the concept of a Osek B'mitzvah is Potter Min HaMitzvah. That seems to be the Shita of Rashi. Rashi says that the word over here is that he's Osek. Tosos, quote, a Yerushalmi that struggled with Rashi's exact issue. Two lines from the bottom on Yudzayin Amadeus in Brachos. Tosos says, Umefarish B'Yerushalmi. Three lines from the bottom. On Yudzayin Amadeus. Yerushalmi in your booklet is right after the Tshuvas of Ramosha Feinstein. Right after the Tshuvas of Ramosha Feinstein, towards the beginning of the booklet. So Tosos quotes Rashi, quotes Yerushalmi, Umefarish B'Yerushalmi, Lama the Ka'amar Mipnei Kvoda Shomes Inami Mipnei She'ein Lo Mi She'yisa Maso. Yerushalmi has two possible reasons why an Onen is Potter V'Mitzvah. Either an Onen is Potter V'Mitzvah because going out of order, I'm going to go out of order in the Yerushalmi, because he has to carry Maso, he has to carry the Niftar to Kvura, which seems to be like what Rashi's emphasizing. Or the other reason that he's Potter is why? The other reason that he's Potter is because Kavod HaMeis. Okay. This other reason of Kavod, Tosis develops, is an entirely different reason than the one that we have seen from Rashi. And what Tosis does is Tosis raises, as I have on the cover sheet, four different issues. Every single one of them is halacha l'maisa. We're going to go through the Shulchan Aruch and see how each one of those things are discussed lahalacha. Tosis develops four different issues that are going to be dependent on this machlokis, and Tosis claims that the Yerushalmi itself is struggling with these issues. And what we're going to see is that all of what we discuss, almost all of the cases in Simon Shin Mem Aleph, are going to revolve around this basic shaila. So what are the two issues? One is that the Karov has a mitzvah of Kvura, and he does take the mitzvah. Just like a Chassan is Potter from Kriyashma, so too, he's Potter from Kriyashma as well. The other is a broader one, and that is that when he's in a state of Aninus, that there is an Inyan of Kavod that says that he's not supposed to do mitzvahs. L'maynach gemina. So I summarize the Tosos on the cover sheet. Suggests Tosos, the first nafgamina is going to be, what do you say on Shabbos and Yom Tov where you can't do kvura? What do you say on Shabbos? If the board is that he's osek b'kvura, so here, he's not osek b'kvura, so then ek, there's no p'tur. There's not going to be a p'tur on Shabbos and Yom Tov. But if the board is kavod, Tosos says, then it could be that in such a case that even though he's not osek in the kvura, but kavod says that he forgets about everything. Kavod says that he doesn't focus on anything else except for thinking about the nifta, in the lashon of Tosos, meso muta lefanav. It's meso muta lefanav, and therefore the halacha is that he's going to be exempt from mitzvot. That's nafgamina number one. I'd like you to go through Tosos, but I'm summarizing Tosos. Number two, there's a very famous case of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam had a sister that had passed away. Rabbeinu Tam was asked that he was in violation of the halachos of Aninus. He ate meat, and he was asked, but at the end of the day, how could he eat meat if an onen is aser in meat? Says Rabbeinu Tam, no, I'm not an onen. Why are you not an onen? It was before Kfura. The answer is, I have a very good brother-in-law who's taking care. He's Osef. I'm in a different city, says Rabbeinu Tam. Therefore, I'm Potter. Oh, Nafyumina number two is Acherim Kovrim Osa, which was the case of Rabbeinu Tam. So, are you Osef for mitzvah? The answer is no. So then you're Chai in mitzvahs, and you don't have the Yisur of on it. If it's kavod, so kavod shouldn't be dependent. That's what Tosfos points out. Issue number three, says Tosfos, Ein hamosho maniach lekovro. If when it comes to the goyim, they're not allowing the kvura. And what's happening is, everybody knows that they're not allowing the kvura. No one is making any effort to get any kvura done. So what's the halacha going to be now in regards to owning? If, says the Rishonim, that you're trying to do efforts to negotiate, to bribe, and so on and so forth, then in such a case, then of course, then you're osik. But what happens if ein amosho maniach lekovro? And they're still doing, they haven't forgotten about the mace, they're still hopeful, but they're not doing anything right now. Again, if you're osek the mitzvah, so then the halacha is, if they're not being osek, they're going to be chayiv. If it's a vart of kavod, until there's kvura, they're going to be potter, have a din onay. Finally, says Tosos, what about... if you've given it over to someone else, you've given over the kvura liktafayim to the shoulders of others, mesira liktafayim. In other words, we won't use the word chevra kedisha because that's a loaded term. We're going to get involved with that halach l'maisa. But in a case where the individual, the owning, was involved in preparing for the kvura, he asked someone else to take the body from him for kvura, is he now still potter from mitzvahs?
That's two, no?
So in such a case, we would say that the halacha is that if he's osik the mitzvah, here in this case or not, kavod is still going to apply. The difference between nafkamina number two and nafkamina number four is the following. You could hold that in a case of mesira l'ktafayim, you're still going to have the din of owning, but in Rabbeinu Tam's case, it's even worse. In Rabbeinu Tam's case, he's mamish in an entirely different city. So the two, you're right, that if you hold like Rabbeinu Tam, that he's going to be potter when he's in a different city and his brother is staying here, it's certain, then in such a case, you aren't necessarily going to hold by Mesira L'Ktafayim that you're going to be potter. If you hold by Mesira L'Ktafayim your potter, certainly in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, that in such a case, potter, no, what I mean by potter is, potter in two different ways. Let me say it precisely, and then to respond to your question, I'll let you follow up. If you hold that the halacha is that even when you simply give it over to somebody else, you're no longer an onein, certainly in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, where he's in another city, he's no longer going to be an onein. That's correct. That's the same issue.
But
if you hold that you're an owning in a case, if you hold that you're not an owning by Mesira L'Ktafayim, you hold that you are an onay by Mesira L'Ktafayim, then in such a case, lav dafka, in the case of Rabbeinu Tam, would you hold that you're an onay as well? It could be that in such a case, that's already so far away, then in such a case you wouldn't have a din onay.
It's the same thing.
I didn't say it's two different chakiras. I just said that these are four different issues that Tosfos raises. That's all we're saying. I'm just summarizing what Tosfos says. That's what we're doing. Okay. So these are the four issues. Now let's see how we pass on these four issues. Now in Psak, we're going to get a little bit of a split Psak. And then we're going to discuss Halacha Lemaisa, all of these things apply. So let's start with the Mechaber. We read the Mechaber Shin Mem Aleph Hey. That was entirely a separate issue. And now we're going to go through the Mechaber Shin Mem Aleph through Dalet. Zokte Ezegim Mechaber. Misha Meisal Meish, Shuchayiv L'Saba Lov Kodim Kura. If there is a Ptira, Ocho B'Bayis Acher. So these are halachas that we had in Perek Misha Meis, and that is you're not supposed to eat in front of the Niftar because of Loeg L'Rash. Ein lo bayis acher ochel bayis chavero, ein bayis chavero osel mechitza, v'ochel apil mechitza shal sodin, sagi, im toka shulei ha-sodin, b'inyin shein nito beruach. Ben ein lo dover lasos mechitza machse pone, v'ochel benkach v'benkach, v'apil hu bi'ir acheret, ein amotza v'ochel, v'ein ochel basa v'ein ha-shosa yayin. Okay. Now here, the Mechaber taught us the halacha, that there's an iser of achilas basar and shtiyas yayin, but he also said, "Va'afilu hu bi'ir acheres," even if one is in another city. So the Shulchan Aruch has now taken side. The Shulchan Aruch says, in regards to Rabbeinu Tam's case, "Afilu hu bi'ir acheres." The halacha is that was case number two. The halacha is that he's potter. He's potter if he's bi'ir acheres. Again, let's see in the words of Mechara, Afilu b'ir acheres, ein amotza v'eichol, ve'ein ocha basar, ve'ein shosa yayin, ve'ein avarach berchas ha-maitzi. Oh, that's Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov. Misha Mesa Muta Lefanov, the halacha is, he's potter from Kriya Shema Tzvila, even bracha, v'lo berchas ha-mazan. Yes.
This has nothing to do with Rabbeinu Tam's case, because there's no other body else that's being osik with the mace. In Rabbeinu Tam's case,
disagrees with you. Give me a second. So the halacha is that he is potter. The halacha is he's potter. Veinu moise v'oichel, veinu v'chbasa, veinu shosa yayin, veinu v'arach b'rchas ha-motza, b'rchas ha-mazan, veinu v'arach in alav, alo mezamn in alav. By the way, there's a famous chakira in Hilchos, this is in parentheses, the famous chakira in Hilchos, b'rchas hanenin. Tangentially, I'm telling you, that seems that when it comes to Birchas Hanenin, the halacha is, not the halacha, let's start from the Gemara. The Gemara seems to call those foods prior to a bracha as Macholos Asuros. So there's a question, Rabbi Kiva Eger raises this, and the Beit Yosef has two deos, of whether this halacha of being potter from Kriyashma applies in regards to brachos as well. It could very well be, the Rav Yor raises, that it could be that no, Ome needs to make a bracha, because if not, the Gemara in Bracha Slam Heim and Aleph says that it's Osir. So I remember when I was discussing this years ago, and basically Rav Miller Shlita said the same thing. I brought Talmidim from a summer call years ago to Rav Shechter, so we were discussing within this Chakira. So at the time, I didn't know which Rishon Rav Shechter was referring to. He said, but we don't paskin that way. He said, we don't paskin like that, Rav Yah. He says, the Beferish Halach and Shulchan Aruch, we don't view it as Machalas Asuras. What was he referring to? He was referring to this Halach in Hilchos Avelos. In Hilchos Avelos, we say that the Halach is that you don't make a bracha. And this is Halach Lemaisa. Halach Lemaisa, an Onein does not make a bracha. We do not treat food in all instances without a bracha as Machalas Asuras. And the Raya is Hilchos Onein. It's probably, we should never know it, but it's probably very, very hard for an onin to, you know, it's so natural for us to say brachos, but this is the halacha. This is the halacha, brura. The Rav Yor raises that lamdus to say maybe Hilchos Birchas Hanenim would be different. It would be different than Kriyashma and Tefillah, but we don't pass in this way. We pass in the halacha is, Ein ha'olcha basen shosiyayin ve'en varach birchas ha-motzi, no brachos are made. And if other people make a bracha, lo yana achareim amen. By the way, Rav Shlomo Zalman said that one should not even say amen. An onen made a mistake, and he made a bracha. One should not answer amen to his bracha because it was an erroneous bracha levatala. You don't say amen to a bracha levatala. Upater mikol mitzvah samuus betorah, vafilu ein asarach lasok betzarach amen. And even if he doesn't need to be also betzarach amen, kigon. And even if he's not needed, so once again, case number four. If it's Mesira L'Ksafayim, if it's given over to others, he's still going to be Potter, even though he's not being involved. The halacha is that he's still going to be Potter. Why? Seems to be closer to the reason of Kavod, right? Closer to the reason of Kavod than such a case, he's going to be exempt. Now, Rabbi Yonatan had raised that what is this halacha afilu be'ir acheres? Is he paskening against Rabbeinu Tam or not? So the Shach in Sifkot and Hay points out that the Bach actually disagrees with the Psak of the Mechaber. The Bach disagrees with the Mechaber. Bach says, what are you talking about? Rabbeinu Tam held that he wasn't an Onen. And the Bach paskens like Rabbeinu Tam. Says the Shach, but we don't pasken that way. The Shach says that we pasken from the Rosh.
Where is the Shach there?
Mashma filu yim yesho mishi sasku imo biyir shemes din onen alov v'haynu kedas harosh shecholek al Rabbeinu Tam. This is the psak of the mechaber, and the mashmos of the shach is you could be mefalfel b'das hashach, but the pashtus is that the shach seems to be going b'das hashulchan aruch, and this is the psak lahalacha. The psak lahalacha is like this, that the Shach is pointing out, that the Stima Shulchan Aruch, Bein the Shulchan Aruch, Bein the Ramah, follow this Shita. Now, we're not ready yet for Lamaisa, 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 Lamaisa. But in terms of Shulchan Aruch, the Ptur of Rabbeinu Tam is not the way we go. Okay? So this is so far the two applications already of this Diyun in the Poskim. The Yeshomrim. Sha'afilu im yirtza lahachmer al asma levarech o lanos amein achar mevarechim eino rashoi. The Mechaber then adds, and there are some who say that even if you want to make a bracha, you can. Oh, this is not Kamina number 5. Tosos already raises that according to Rashi, what would the halacha be im rotza levarech? Will we allow him to make a bracha or not? Tosus claims that according to Rashi, could be he can make a bracha. Why? Because if he doesn't think that a bracha is going to interrupt his iskus in the kfura, then that should be fine. If it's kavod, that he's supposed to be entirely focused on the nifter, it's not a question of whether he could do all the mitzvot hakfura or not. So then in such a case, then you can't. How does the Shulchan Aruch paskin? Again, the Shulchan Aruch seems to be going against the idea of being osik. However, over here it's v'yesh omrim. It's a v'yesh omrim. So one might argue, well, maybe the Shulchan Aruch is stam v'yesh omrim, and then we follow the stam. But here, that's not the v'yesh omrim. If you take, and I'll prove it. Is this a stam? You follow what I'm struggling with? Is this a stam v'yesh omrim where you follow the stam? And ein hachanami, you can make a brach on your own. See, here one needs to go to Aruch Chaim. If you take a look, we photocopied. The royal we, Yomo photocopied. Further on towards the end of the booklet, we have the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Ayin Aleph. We're going to spend some time on that, going through the Pesach of the Mishneh Berurah. Zok the Helug and Mechaber Ayin Aleph Aleph Misha Meis Lo Meis Shu Chayiv L'Sabel Lov Afilu Ein Amuto Lov L'Kavro Potter Mikriya Shema Tzvila V'Afilu Imrotza L'Hachmir Al Atmo V'Likros Ein Arashoy. So the reason why the Mechaber said v'yesh omrim is because that from Rashi is mashma that you're allowed to. V'yesh omrim, there are some who said that you don't. It didn't mean stam v'yesh omrim. Because the Mechaber is mefurish in Aruch Chaim, the halacha, as we said, that an onen does not make brachos, and that seems to be consistent as well with the concept of kavod that we've seen up until now. However, there's one exception. It says the Mechaber u'b'Shabbos v'yomtiv ochel basar v'shos yayin. On Shabbos and Yomtiv, he's ochel basar v'shos yayin. U'mebarech v'chay v'chol ha'mitzvahs chut mi'vitash v'shamito she'asir bo. So on Shabbos and Yomtiv, he eats meat, drinks wine, and he makes brachos, and he's chay in all mitzvahs except for tashmish v'shamito. By the way, that's the answer to your question, Rabbi Yonatan, why the Rambam holds tashmish v'shamito. It would seem that, according to the Rambam, that the halacha of Tashmish Amita is mitzvah. and he's potter from mitzvah. From even yom. Umoter leilech lebeis haknesses b'shabbes vaf b'chol ein bo iser rak me'achar she'osel espalol mayaseh sham. So he goes to shul. No man would even go to shul on Shabbos. During the week, he could technically go outside, but says the small print over here, whether that's the Rama or somebody else, but then they, why would he go to shul if he can't daven? Now here, the Shulchan Aruch, there's one thing where the Shulchan Aruch doesn't follow the side of Kavod at first glance. Here, the Shulchan Aruch says that when it comes to Shabbos, he's chayiv. And he's not an onen. Eina onen. So what would that sound like? That would sound like Rashi. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in all of these cases that the halacha is that he's potur from mitzvot because of it seems like kavod. Yet over here, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, he seems to be closer to Rashi. And I think the answer to that question is there's a third shita, and this is going to be the shita that the Shulchan Aruch is going to follow, and that is the shita of the Rush. And the Rush is going to add up for all these, and the Rush says that Shabbos the Yom Tov, the halacha is that he's going to he's going to be chayit. And the Rush holds also that the halacha is that it's based on kavod. However, he says that there, in general, there's a low plug. There's a low plug by Mesira L'Ktafayim. Rush holds that there was a low plug that when it comes to Mesira L'Ktafayim, then in such a case we're going to be enforcing the rule of Onen, even though the halacha is that one could have argued that it should be different once the rule of Mesira L'Ktafayim will apply. What I mean is as follows. If you take a look at the Rush, I have the Rush photocopied for you over here. Take a look at the Rush right after the Gemara. In Simin Nun Dalet, take a look at Simin Nun Dalet. So the Rush here says the following. The first word on line is low. About, I would say, 20 lines in to the Rush on the second column. Umiu baha polig Yerushalayim ha-Gemara didan. Dimashma ha-sam da-filu b'shabes kiva de-machshichim lo al-atchum lo-havi lo-arum v'tachrichin de-chalo v'avelot v'hachi amrinan de-b'shabes chayi b'chol ha-mitzvus ha-murat v'torah v'u'adim b'yamtev v'yeish omr de-Gemara didan ari b'shabes v'hasam ari le-yiserv de-shayich lo-meim de-machshichim al-atchum v'li nira de-lo-kasha. This is the critical line that I want. De-lo-kasha. First word on line is de-lo. The vaday bechol sheyachol lato sarchem mitzvah sarchem meis afal pisheina asuk yesh alav din aninus mipnei kvodo shel meis sheyehei liboy panui lachshav al sarchem meis. So the Rush learns like this. The Rush learns it's based, as I said before, on kvoda meis, and kvoda meis says that even if you're not nearby, the halacha is that you're going to be potter. That's what Kvod HaMeis says. You're going to be potter. Therefore, Rabbeinu Tam, according to the Rush, is wrong lahalacha. In other words, the halacha says that you're going to have a din onen. According to the Shach, it's based on a low plug. Low plug. And therefore, the halacha is that even if it's nimsar l'ksafim, you're going to still have a din onen. Still going to have a din on it. Why? Based on kavod. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, so then in such a case, then there's no way that kavod should say that you shouldn't be chayiv and mitzvot. Why? What's the Rush's svara? Very simple. The Rush's kavod is different than the kavod of the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi's kavod is based on the idea that you're not supposed to do anything except for think about the maze. Kavod, levatel. Kavod is based on levatel, atmo, lemez. That's the kavod according to the Yerushalmi. According to the Rosh, the kavod is kavod liot panui. It's a kavod to be always available to take care of the niftar. And that kavod will therefore say that just in case they might need you for the ksafim, so therefore it's not kavod to be doing anything else. That kavod says that your brother-in-law might call you and need you for help, therefore the halacha is that you're still pater from mitzvah. But on Shabbos v'Yom Tov, it's not possible, says the Rosh. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, it's not possible, so then in such a case, he's going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs. And that's going to be the halacha. The halacha is going to follow the position of the Rosh. Okay, so that's what we have. U'b'Shabbos v'Yom Tov, ochol basar v'shos v'yayin, u'mevarech v'chayiv v'chol mitzvahs, chutz mitash shabita she'asar bo, u'motaleich l'beis chakneses. However, if he's going to need to do something for the mace mamish on Matzoy Shabbos, v'mtzarech l'hachshich ala tchum, k'dei lachok v'tzarechei ha-mace, chal lov inos l'yasar b'kulam yishoa shemaskul aleches, k'dei lachshich ala tchum. However, if he's going to be needed on Shabbos to do something immediately on Matzoy Shabbos, to the sugi in Erevin, he's allowed to go back to the edge of the tchum and then take care of the kfura, so that the moment that Shabbos is over, he'll be already there. Lahachshich ala tchum. Mechaber continues. V'mrotza lekovra b'yom tevrishna idei amamin aser b'chulon. And if he wants to do the kfura on yom tevrishon by goyim, and that's the halacha of paskin hilchos yom tev, that if there's a ptira on yom tev, so then in such a case you're allowed to have goyim do the kfura. V'koshkem b'yom tev sheni. Ah, so says the mechaber. So therefore, a person has a din onein on Yom Tov as well. Why? Because he could do kvura on Yom Tov Rishon Ayidei Goyim, and Yom Tov Sheni, because Kashkim Yom Sheni Shu Ba'atma Yachal Kavra, we paskin that even a Yisrael is allowed to do kvura. Shecholu Alav Kol Dine Aninus. All Dine Aninus are going to apply. Halacha L'maisa, this is not the halacha. And that is that in practical terms, we do not follow that on Shabbos and Yom Tov, an onein is going to be potter from mitzvot. And the reason for that is that even Yom Tov, even though technically it could be done al yidei goyim, Rav Moshe Feinstein in the tshuva that I have inside, and the maramakom I gave you is on the bottom of the cover page in Arachayim Chelek Gimel Simen Ayin Vav Yardeya Chelek Gimel Kuf Samach Aleph. Ramesha writes that the halacha is that an onein is going to be chayiv in all mitzvahs on Yom Tov as well. Because Ramesha claims that the heter of kfura on Yom Tov was only in those days. In those days where they didn't have freezers where the body would rot. Today in which a niftar is generally put into a morgue, which is cold, which stores, and Ramesha discourages a kfura Al Yidei Akum, or even Al Yidei Yisrael and Yom Tov Sheni. I think there are communities that still do it, but Ramesha discourages it, and therefore, in general, the rule of thumb would be that an onein doesn't apply on Yom Tov, whether it's Yom Tov Rishon or Yom Tov Sheni. Okay, so that's in regards to the Mechaber in Sifal. So the Mechaber concludes with an interesting, actually, the Shulchan Aruch concludes with an interesting statement. Yesh omrim de Talmud al Rabba Muvak Asalech Abbas of Yain calls Manshim Mutal of Mehem. We're going to see in Simen Shin Mem that there's a mitzvah Kriya al Rabba Muvak, and here the Hagos Hashri is Mechadesh, that not only is there a mitzvah of Kvura, but rather he even has a little bit of the Din Onen. And that means that he's not supposed to eat Basar V'yayin. In fact, the last rotation of Shurim that Rav Miller gave Shiurim in Hilchos Avelus was actually the first year was the day in which Rav Lichtenstein passed away, to which he then, that was the first year of that rotation, and so Rav Miller said, I'm going to tell my wife tonight, he mentioned this halacha, and I'll tell my wife tonight that I can't have Basar V'yayin. It was Mamish the state aninus. He was mesupak whether they should learn altogether, and he quoted Mary McComas that they, in the end, that they should. But that was at this time of year. Was yard site is coming up as well.
Yeah. There's a din of Rav Muvok nowadays?
Oh, yes. We're going to see that there is a din of Rav Muvok. And we'll see. Mir Tesham, we'll get to it next time in Hilchos Kriya. Yes. Okay. Siv Beis. Misha meis lo meis b'shabbos, yachol masoi shabbos b'lo havdola, b'lo yitzpalo, v'lo b'boker kon kura. So if there's a tira on Shabbos, so then, in such a case, he shouldn't eat a masoi shabbos without havdola. What does that mean, he shouldn't eat a masoi shabbos without havdola? That means that if he's chayiv in havdola, that means that the kura takes place on masoi shabbos, and once the kvura is done, then he's chayiv a mitzvos. So then in such a case, it doesn't mean that the onin can't eat right when Shabbos is over. He's potter from mitzvos. He could eat then, but obviously not basar v'yayin, but otherwise he could eat. But afterwards, he needs to make havdalah. Ula'achar kvura yispalel tfila shachris im lo over zmana. And after the kvura, so then in such a case, he should daven shachris. Aval tfilas ha'erev lo yispalel shokvar over zmana. But ma'ariv, he doesn't daven because the time has already passed. What, of course, the mechaber is referring to is halacha of tashlumin. In general, if a person's in the ones and he wasn't able to daven, the halacha is that he davens tashlumin the next day. However, that only applies if the person was chayiv, what was in the ones. Over here, what did we learn? An onen is potter from mitzvah. If an onen is potter from mitzvah, so then in such a case, the halacha is that he doesn't have a tashlumen. That's what the mechaber goes on and says. V'lo dami l'shachach v'lo spal arvish v'spal shachar shtayim. Kivin shebelayla lo yechayv l'spal l'el. At night, he wasn't chayiv to daven at all, and therefore the halacha is that he's going to be exempt from the tefillas tashlumin. Now, on this issue about havdalah, so the mechaber says as follows: Uleinin havdalah yavdil achar sheyikaver ameis. He should make havdalah after kvura. Isn't that obvious? Of course, it's Matzoi Shabbos. There's a kvura on Matzoi Shabbos. Rabbi Tzeneven Tzalei Shalom was buried on Matzoi Shabbos. So then, afterwards, then the avelim are chayiv in havdalah. L'chura, that's obvious. Zok the shach, no. Shach says the mechaber is saying a big chiddush. Sifkot and yubeis. Yavdil achar sheyikaver ameis. Asof yom hashlishi v'shabbos. No. The mechaber is talking about, let's say, the kvura was when? The kvura was on Sunday morning. For whatever reason, they weren't able to do the kvura on Matzoi Shabbos. So then, in such a case, havdalah is made until Tuesday. Until Tuesday, havdalah is made. Now here, the mechaber is taking a controversial position. If you take a look at the Torah, says the Torah in Simen Shin Mem Aleph Siv Beis, not poshut at all. Ube'inyan havdalah, says the Torah, Ika Pluksa Rav Rabbeinu Meir Min Rutenberg, Kasa Shetzarech LaHavdil, Dukayim Elam Mishlo Hivdil Masoi Shabbos, Matul Al Kol Shabbos Kula. For Rav Rabbeinu Yehuda, Kasa She'en LaHavdil, Ulzeh Hiskim Adoni Yavi Arash. The simple reading of the Torah is you don't make havdalah. If for whatever reason the kvura didn't take place on Masai Shabbos, the Torah seems to come out like the Rosh, who says that there is no havdalah. Mechaber goes out on the limb in the Beis Yosef, he's cholik, halach l'mais on the Rosh, and that's what makes its way into Shulchan Aruch, and it could be the Ashkenazic poskim were pointing out that even though the Rosh disagrees, and take a little parenthesis, you have the Maharam and Mordechai, and the Agos Maimini, they all say that halach is you make havdalah, even though they missed on Masai Shabbos, you have until Tuesday. Rav Miller Shlita mentioned that the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph says beautifully, what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas over here? A very fundamental chakir. How do you look at the halacha of Havdalah up until Tuesday? The fundamental chakir. Is the pshat that on Havdalah is Matzai Shabbos? And then if you miss Matzai Shabbos, then you have Tavshlumin until Tuesday. Everybody knows they have until the end of Tuesday. Right? The first half of the week or the second half of the week. Is that the pshat? Or the pshat is the Zman of Havdalah is through Tuesday. Fascinating chakira. The Minchas Chinuch suggests that's this machlokes. Because if you hold that the halacha is that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is all what? Is all a tashlumin. What did we just learn above? That if you're potter from tefillah, because there was no kfura on Matzai Shabbos, he was an onay. Does he daven tashlumin next morning for Shabbos? The answer is no. Why? You don't have tashlumin because he was potter from the mitzvah. Havdalah is also potter from. Presumably that's the svara of the Rosh. Ah, but what does the Maram and the Mordechai hold? They hold that when it comes to Havdalah, the Zman of Havdalah is the first half of the week. So it's not that that's not that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday is Tashlumin, but rather that's the Zman Chiyuv. That's going to be the Machlokas Rishon. Again, bottom line, Halacha L'Maisa, what happens is that the Kfura takes place on Sunday morning, and the fellow was an onay the entire Matzai Shabbos. The halacha is he makes havdalah the next day, and after the kfura he should not eat until there is a havdalah is going to be made. And this is how we follow the halacha. Now there are many, many shailas that come up in terms of a person missing tefillah. It's quite often. What would happen is that the person's an onay. Let's say the kfura was done in the morning, so now we need to know all the halachas of shacharis and brachos and kriyishma, all very, very practical questions that Emir Tzashem, when you become rabbanim and rabbeim, you will be asked. So what are we going to do about getting through all these practical issues about all the halachas of tashlumin and tefillah? So it's all laid out beautifully by the Mishneh Berurah. If you take a look in Simen Ayin Aleph, the Mishneh Berurah goes through very, very clearly all these halachas. There are many details. In Simen Ayin Aleph, we have all the details in the Mishneh Berurah. And so let's just go through Keseder, the Mishneh Berurah, Simen Ayin Aleph, Siv Dalet, just to go through these very practical examples. skipping the first part of Gutan Dalet, which will be very, very important later on, but let's continue on with V'im Nimshach. It's five lines into the Y, towards the end of our booklet. V'im Nimshach Aninus Atzamuch L'sov Zman Kriyishma Shuhu Rabiyat Ayom Ki V'erech Hashol Shal Ayom V'yispalel Kaseder Yavar Zman Shal Kriyishma. So the first case the Mishneh Berurah deals with is if the Kvura takes place right towards the end of Zman Kriyishma. By the way, the Mishneh Berurah right before says the moment in which the body is lowered into the ground and they've begun to pour dirt on the niftar, the Avel has to already start thinking if now there's a mitzvah that's overes, that it could be that he's going to miss. There's a Sipurei Tzadikim about one of our Rabbeim in a Tivarye, Rav Korn Shlita. Unfortunately, his Rebbetzin passed away a few years ago. So the boy told the story that when he realized that his wife, it was this time of year, it was during Sfiras HaOmer, we're going to discuss Sfiras HaOmer and Onin as well, when he realized that his wife was very close to passing away, he ran to quickly to Daven Ma'ariv and to count Sfira, because he knew it would be a shaila about counting Sfiras HaOmer, which we're going to discuss later on. So the halacha does, the Mishneh Berurah does talk about even Chas v'Chalila, a state of an Onin, one in the state of Aninus, immediately after Aninus to make a cheshvin, or immediately prior to Aninus to make a cheshvin, of which mitzvos he be chayvin and which not. So, what if it's right around Zman Kriyishma, back into Mishneh Berurah? So, Yikra Kriyishma below Brachos, Vachkaf Yispal Keseder. So then he would read Kriyishma. Vim Nimashach Aninus Adla Achar Arba Shos. But what happens if the Aninus was after four shos and then the Kfura takes place? Dasa Magen Avram, the Birchas HaShachar, Dainimash Shekodim Baruch Shomar Lo Yomram. So Birchas HaShachar he would not say if the Kfura takes place after Dalit Shos. However, in regards to Tefillah, of course he still has Tefillah as well. And then, in regards to Birchos HaShachar, so then what would you say after Kfura? So then he says, Shimon Shabashat Ikuchiyuva Shayeb Boker, he's Potter. So then we say, Safik Brachos Lahakel, Zulas Birchas HaTorah, except for Birchas HaTorah, Birchas Shaloh Asani Goy, Shaloh Asani Ovi, Shaloh Asani Isha. In such a case, all of those things he would say afterwards. V'yispala yuches brachos levad, then he would daven shmona esrei. So the Kfura takes place after Zman Kriya Shema, to crunch. He doesn't say most of the birchos hashachar, except for the brachos shalasani oven, shalasani ishen birchos haTorah, and he would daven shmona esrei. Birchos Kriya Shema, he would not say. Okay, if it's coming to close to the end of Zman Tefillah, so then in such a case, he would daven everything, and if necessary, skip Psukei Dezimra in order to daven prior to Zman Tefillah. If he had the Kfura already after Arba Shos, already even after Chatzos, the Mishnah Brura with the first word in line is Chayim, says that the brachos of Shlo Esani Goy Ve'eved V'Yisho Birchas HaTorah Zmanan Kol Hayom, but when it comes to Tefillah Shemona Esrei, so then in such a case he doesn't say that after Chatzos. He has up until Chatzos for Shemona Esrei. Okay, those are the basic rules that the Mishnah Brura goes through in Simin Ayin Av.
Yes.
Oh, so we're going to get there. We're about to get there.
What's the Torah over here that says I'm mixed up on the fourth?
Yes, sure.
This one,
the third
one.
Yeah.
What is it referring
to? What's Mesirat
Ketafim? No, the Torah of the Shulchanach. What Shulchanach is? Is Ketafim Kepater?
Yes, he has a din. He still has a din. He still has a din.
Shulchanach.
Yes. We're going to get to one exception in the Shulchanach. I know you're by Sif Gimel.
No, the Mishnah
Brura. That we'll also get to. Both of those things we're going to get to. That's the halacha, but we're going to see a few exceptions. Okay, let's now take a look at Sif Gimel. By nature, because we have less time for Hilchos Avelos, the shiurim are just going to have to be a little bit longer. I apologize. I want to do the halachos well and thoroughly, and I don't like giving long shiurim, but I think the ein breira. Okay, so says the Mechaber in Sif Gimel. Makom. Shenoagim shektafayim miyuchadim lahotia tameis ulaachar shenitzasku akrovim betzarcha kvura yimasru lahem vehem yikberuhu mishemasru lahem mutarim akrovim bebaser b'yayim. If the minig is to give over to ktafayim miyuchadim, to these very unique and special designated shoulders. The Ksav Sofer in his Chuvas points out that at the Mokom Shenogu they would have a minug to have Ktafayim Yuchadim. So then, in such a case, then they're going to be exempt from the status of One. In other words, they now are going to be Mutter Bebasar V'Yayin, and they'll be Chayv Mitzvah. Afilu Kodim Sheitume Abayis Sheshuvein Amoto Olein. Then in such a case, they're going to be potter. Now, according to the Ksav Sofer and according to many poskim, Rabbi Yaakov, this is not the case of the Ktafayim of Tosfos. Tosfos spoke about a case in which you have a family. You have a family, fathers, uncles, cousins, and so on. The father is an Oni. And he has a son, and the son now is taking the mace to the Beis HaKfar, so he's not in the house. In such a case, says Tosos, he's already going to be potter. Why? Because he's no longer Osei. If you hold the Tamis Kavod, in such a case, you would still be Chayiv. The Shulchan Aruch, according to, I'm now being Mazmer Shulchan Aruch, the way most poskim understand La Halacha, and that's what the Ksav Sofer writes in his Tshuvas. The Ksav Sofer, I'll give you the Maramokum, it's in our cover sheet. The Ksav Sofer, the Maramokum is, Shaz the Tshuvas Yardeh, Simin Kuf Pepez. The Ksav Sofer says that our case in the Shulchan Aruch is a case in where there's a community that has a minog, and that is the moment that there is a ptira. The minug was that the Avelim weren't involved at all in the Kfura. They weren't involved with any of the preparation. They would stay in the house, and there were special hired Ktafayim that would come in to be kover the mace. That's how the Ksav Sofer understands. Okay. Now the question, of course, is what is the Chevra Kedisha? How do you look at a Chevra Kedisha? We're slowly getting there. But then the Mechaber says that in such a case, then everybody agrees you're Potter, even the Rosh. Why is the Rosh going to hold your Potter? Because then in such a case, the Minog there was as if the Avelim would turn away from the Beis HaKvaros. It's like Avelim that are not going to the Beis HaKvaros. That was the Minog of that particular Mokum. That's how the Ksav Sofer understands, that's how the Gesher HaChaim understands, and that's how many other understand this Psak in Halacha Gimel. Okay, the question that begs itself, and this is what the Pesachei Tshuva raises in Sifkatan Chaf Aleph, is how do we view today's Chevra Kedisha? Okay, so what happens today? What will happen is if, when there's a Ptira in a hospital, there's a Ptira in the home, then people will call the Chevra Kedisha, and the Chevra Kedisha will make arrangements to bring the Guf to Tahara and then to Kvura. The Ksav Sofer and many others argue that this is not exactly the same thing as what the Mechaber was describing in Siv Gimel. The question is Chevra Kedisha, once they are being Osek in the Mace, does that remove the fact that the reason why I'm Chayiv, according to the Shulchan Aruch, according to the Rush, is because that a Kavod is that I should be available to take care of the Mace. Maybe I no longer have that chiyuv kavod to be available because there's a chevra kedisha that's taking care of the mace. That's the Pesachei Tshuva quote is a machlokes achronim, and to this day, it's a discussion. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, says katan chaf aleph, b'tshuvas no de b'yehuda, maybe Yerushalmi, the koshken shechayav in b'mitzvos, ol kasa shom shechokik lomar, the hod the limso esaf in mahani. Hainu makom shemalichin hames makom rachok ve'ein honen holechimoyem. He said this halacha is when the onen doesn't go with them. Avol makom shegam krovim holchim b'shas kvura lo mahani mesira. This case of the makom shenazim is that the individuals didn't even go with the nifter, but he says it says in the Yehuda our chevra kedisha today is not the same thing. And if you the krovim, even though their krovim don't know how to do tahara, and everything is going to be done al pil minig Yerushalayim, as they say at the kvura, nevertheless, says the Nodeb Yehuda, they still have a din on it. Concludes the Pesachei Tshuva, ubesefer chokhmas adam klal kufnum gimel hisraim aleihem. But the chokhmas adam strongly disagrees with the Nodeb Yehuda. So to this day, there's a question when the common for the relatives to go along with the niftar, do we say that is the same thing as makom shenogu sheftafayim yuchadim lahotzi ameis, where there the krovim wouldn't even go with the ktafayim yuchadim? Today it's an in-between situation. On the one hand, if you will, the professional kvura is relatively given over to the chevra kedisha on the one hand. On the other hand, the onanim are there often with the niftar, so are they halacha lemaisa potter from mitzvos or not? So here the chachmas adam was note the chevra kedisha, and he describes it as chevra kedisha as being one giving over to chevra kedisha as being potter. The note of the Yehuda is mashma not that way. How do we pass? And so there's a Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the Mishnah Berurah that we were just doing in Ayin Aleph Dalid, the Mishnah Berurah directly sides with the Chachmas Adam and writes five lines into Sifkat and Dalid. V'im chavura be'ir shenoagim shektafayim miyuchadim lahotzi ameis, that they have a particular ktafayim that are motzi ameis, ula'achar shenisatku krov mitzarech ameis. The krovim call the chevra kedisha yimsru lehem vehem yikberu mishemotzla miyad chay bechol hamitzvus. The Mishnah Berurah paskins that he's miyad chay bechol hamitzvus vaafilu kodem shitziu mibayit shishuv einu muta aleihem. Says the Sharetzin Sifkat and Gimel chokhmas adam. Chokhmas adam. However, Halacha Lemaisa is not like the simple reading of the Mishnah Berurah. First, let me share with you the texts, and then I'll share with you what our great rabbis say. If you take a look at the Gesher HaChaim, The Gesher Achaim, that was the Gesher Achaim that I erroneously looked at last time, that page. Let's take a look at the Gesher Achaim again. Let's start with that footnote that I started reading before. Number 13. Where is it in the booklet? It's right after Rav Soloveitchik Shiur. Footnote number 13. Rabu Kan Hadeos Bein Rabbeinu Harishonim and Sabbavu Yerushalmi V'Rabu V'Kuchim Bein Achronim and Mechabrez Manenu Pilpulu B'Achra Bein Divrei Achach Masanu Bein Divrei Anoda B'Yehuda Tanyana. To this day, he says, people, Gesher Achaim says, people still fight about what is the Geder of Onen, which we have Rishita Harishonim on the board, and who is right about how to find a Chevra Kedisha? Is the Chochmas Adam right, or is the Noda B'Yehuda right? And therefore, the Gesher Achaim gave the following Pshara Lahalacha. Take a look at Sifkatan Chof Beis. This is on page Kufayin Gimel in the Gesher Achaim, Sifkatan Chof Beis. Umikivan Shemitzad Alacha. Efshe Lahapsik Aninus Lahachar Shegomru Im Achevra Kedisha. Since it's possible that Aninus ends the moment in which it's given to the Chevra Kedisha, what does it mean it's possible? To Machlokas, no, the Yehuda and Chachmas Adam. V'nimtzu kol tipulehem, v'chein rashoi ozukuli alma lahachmir al asmon l'spalu l'varech. So Gesher Achaim's psak is that the moment in which it's given to the Chevra Kedisha, one should be machmir on himself if they might miss as man tefila, as man kriyishma, to daven and say kriyishma. Vimrom shim yamtinu ad achar kfuri yavetz man kriyishma tzrichin kam ma'avel ma'amulavim likro kriyishma. And he says even the avel ma'amulavim should read kriyishma. Lamaisa, this is not what I heard from Rav Miller and Rav Nevinson, even though this is how the Gesher Achaim understands it. Rav Miller in the Shiurim said that on the plane, Avel that's going on the plane with the Nifter is considered as if he's still taking care of the Nifter. And he mentioned similar things to what Rav Nevinson told me. And that is, he's thinking about, he's preparing the Hespit. He's thinking about who's going to speak, who he needs to call to get to Eretz Yisrael, and so on and so forth. And therefore, the whole trip, even though he's not doing that for 15 hours on the plane, nevertheless, they have a din of Onen throughout, and it would seem, according to the way they presented, I spoke with Ramil Shlita also today about this, and it would seem that in such a case, they have a din Onen Lagamri, and they would not make brachos on the plane, they would not daven, they would not say kriyishma, even though it's not the pashtus of the Gesher Achaim. Rav Nevinson Shlita has a aura in his B'Yitzchak Yikare on the Mishnah Berurah and the Chachmas Adam, a cryptic ha'ara, which he was marchivan, and then he basically, based on his harchava, he ended up in a very, very similar place to what Rav Miller told me as well. They were actually starting in different directions. Rav Miller read the Pisgei Tshuva, where the Pisgei Tshuva says that the Chachmas Adam didn't like to know the Behuda, and Rav Miller said that the Minig is like to know the Behuda. That was his Lashon. The Rav Nevinson was commenting on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, where he quotes the Chachmas Adam. Chachmas Adam is the exact opposite of Noda B'Yehuda. However, Rav Miller and Rav Nevinson ended up in the same place. And that is, take a look at the B'Yitzchak Yikare on that Shulchan Aruch that we just read, and Simen Ayin Aleph. Take a look, Simen Ayin Aleph Aleph. B'Yameinu, Sarche Ameis Kolim Hadbakat Moda'ot, hanging up signs. What's called here, in the inner circles as the Pashkevilas, handing up signs announcing the mace, hodos telefoniot al zman kvura, and making phone calls for the zman kvura. So, this is a little bit vague. This is classic. The Yitzchak Yikare was not written by Rav Nevinson itself. It was different ha'aros that Talmidim collected from him. Sicha, Rav Nevinson was marchiv, and he said that as long as the Nifter is going along for the Kvura, even if the Chevra Kedisha is in charge, then in such a case, the Nifter is Torud with many different things that are going on in regards to the kvura. And these are just examples. Don't be medayik in Rav Nemtzov's language that if he's not being madbik, what's quoted in Yitzchak Yikari, so you could be medayik that he's saying that as long as he's hanging up the signs and making telephone calls. No. He said, I asked him particularly about the case of someone who's traveling on the plane. He said that that the individual is still thinking. He's thinking about who he needs to call in America, who he needs to call when he gets to Eretz Yisrael. He's thinking about Rav Nemtzov's Lashon Wise. He's thinking about who to ask to say for Hespedim, what to tell them not to say. That was Rav Nemtzov's Lashon. What to tell them not to say at the Hespedim. And at the end of the day, he's tarud. He's tarud until the Kvura. And Rav Nemtzov said that both in regards to someone who's on the plane going to Eretz Yisrael, as well as someone who's in Eretz Yisrael as well, until the Kfura they're considered Tarud, and they would not make brachos. What come out is it seems to be different than the Gesher HaChaim, seems to be different than the Gesher HaChaim. I remember Rav Nemtzov when he was sitting Shiva, was holding the Gesher HaChaim. He was reading the Gesher HaChaim, and when I asked him if that's the Halacha Maaseh Sefer of Avelos, he mentioned the Sefer Pnei Baruch, which is more up to date. Definitely Marissa Sefer, but it would seem to be that from what our two Rabbein said, that the Halacha is that the Onen is going to be Potter, unless it's a case in which they're not accompanying the Mace. So then we're going to discuss in the beginning of Simin Shinai and Hey that that's the Halacha that we saw of Rava that we started with before, Chozer Pneiyem, that Kvura is not Kovei Avelos, but rather the shame of El already is there the moment that they become an Onay. And what happens is that when they're Chazru Paneihem, so then the Hisafkus of the Kfura falls away, and immediately Nihuge Avelus begins. But as long as in any way they're involved with the Kfura process, so whether you talk about Pashkevilot or phone calls or whatever it might be, at the end of the day, anything that involves them in the Kfura process, or they're just going along, and in any way they're going to be Taruth, so then in such a case automatically potter, and potter means potter legami. Potter means that they don't say brachos, and they would also be aser b'baser v'yayin as well, which is a little different than the way the Gesher HaChaim presented. Finally, let's talk about one fascinating question in regards to Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer itself becomes a linchpin for a fascinating issue that the Taz raises in Sif Katan Vav. The Taz is not talking about Sfiras HaOmer in regards to an Onay. The Taz is dealing with the following question. In the second line in Sif Katan Vav, the Taz raises that the Marshal pointed out, what do you do about a father who has a child who's been born, who's up for a bris? It's not very common, this Shaila, but we're going to see how you deal with the Shaila is going to be important in terms of halacha. He's an onay, and his son's bris is that day. Chas v'chalila, the father isn't. That's right. There's a name, but it's quite a terrible quandary. So the Taz says in Sif Katan Vav that the Marshal was of the opinion. Dimyesh. I know I'm taking the Taz out of context. Normally, you know, I like reading everything in context, but here it's late, so I'm just going to take the Taz out of context. Go over the Taz on your own. But the Kaz writes as follows: Kosev Rashal b'tshuva, demiyesh lo onen ben limol v'adayin lo nikbar ames, demikol mokom yimol haben b'beis hakneses kodem aleinu. The mila should be done prior to aleinu. He then quotes the Rama, who disagrees. Now it's interesting to be ma'ayim. Why did the Rama disagree? I'd like you to look into it. But the Rama holds no, that he's an onen and he's potter. I'm tweaking the Rama to simplify. The way the Taz quotes is a little bit different. But at the end of the day, we have a machlokes. Does a father who has a child, does he have a mitzvah on him of bris mila, or is he potter? L'chura. The father's potter. He's an onen. Right? He's an onen. He's potter. And not only that, how can he make the bracha, goes on the Ramah, to say, lachniso bebriso shel Avram Avinu? How can he make that? It's a shayla of bracha levatzalos. Comes along the Noda B'Yehuda, and the Noda B'Yehuda mentions this diyun of the Taz on our pages, Sifkat and Vav. The Noda B'Yehuda is four pages from the end. He mentions this diyun of the Marshal and the Ramah in regards to Sfiras HaOmer. And he says the following, this is in Orachayim, Simin Chavav. He says there's a Gemara that seems to support actually the Maharshal and not the Rama. And in fact, the Maharshal quoted this Gemara. Which Gemara? Megillah Dafkai Gimel Amebeis. Hayaholech Lishchot Pisco V'lamo Beno V'shama Shemeis Lo Meis Damrinon Shelo Yitamev Lo Yitche Mitzvaso. The halacha is that he's not supposed to be metame, and if he's going to bring a carbon pesach, he goes and he brings the carbon pesach. If he's going to be Mala's son, so then in such case, what does he do? He goes and he brings and he does the mitzvah milah. So you could argue that this is a special halacha for milah and pesach, that even though an onen is potter, but nevertheless, because there's an isra of kares, then maybe it's going to be an exception to the rule. We all know that milah and pesach are the two exceptions, the two mitzvahs say that have onesh of kares. However, the Marshal has a raya that this doesn't only apply to milah and pesach. He says the same halacha applies to a case of an individual, the tragic case, which is actually in Hilchos Avelos, case of a chasen and kala, where one of their parents died. Take a look at the Tshuvas Noda B'Yuda on page Nun Hey, four pages from the end. Va'omnam, the pesach with milah ain't kol kach raya, avo rashal evi od raya, mehod reish ksubis, debol milah mitzah kodim kvuras ameis. Oh, the Maharshal says that we see that in a case of Kuras Ameis, we have the Chasan and Kala, they do mitzvahs bia. Wait a second. Why do you do that? How could it be? They're owning, they're potter. So it's Mechadish Noda B'Yuda, tremendous Chiddush. Says the Noda B'Yuda, it depends on what type of mitzvahs we're talking about. He says as follows: Vo'od ad kan lo yitchu mipnei aninus. 8-10 lines from the bottom of the second column, page on hey. Ela mitzvah hanoheges b'shas aninus shaznira shebitla mitzvah mipnei kvod ameis. Avol sheivat lo mitzvah kama yomim achar kvuras ameis zelo nitchu mipnei kvod ameis. V'lachem mi shachin tzarech echupa im yivat lo mitzvah avur aninus. Shuv gam achra kfura yutcha chupa. V'yivatol mitzvahs peri yavarivya. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, the only time that it looks like that you're choosing the mitzvah over the niftar is when the mitzvah is at that moment and the niftar's kfura is at that moment. But what happens if it's a mitzvah that if you don't do it now, you're going to end up losing in the future? What's going to happen? If they're not going to be bald bilas mitzvah now, their parents are going to lose $50,000. That's what the Gemara Ksuba says. And they're not going to be able to get married for another couple of years. Or, when it comes to the case of Pesach and Mila, so then in such a case, if they don't do it now, then they're not going, that is going to stay with them for a while. It's not only a mitzvah for this moment. It's a mitzvah that's going to be connected to the future. Says the Noda B'Yehuda, when is Aninus Doche all mitzvahs? Those are only mitzvahs that are shayich to that moment and that moment of Aninus. But if it's going to be a mitzvah that's going to have repercussions into the future as well, the Noda B'Yehuda is Mechadesh, so then in such a case, we don't say that the mitzvah is Mevutal al Yidei Aninus. That's his Chiddush. If that's so, so Noda B'Yehuda is Mechadesh, then in such a case, Sfiras HaOmer, since it's a mitzvah that's in Shechet, he says in such a case they could do count Sfiras HaOmer, and this is connected to many other issues, says the Be'er Halacha, that the Noda B'Yehuda brought many rayos to the fact that one says that one could do count Sfiras HaOmer. Because Noda B'Yehuda also adds, the Be'er Halacha points us out in Dibra Maskel below Bracha, that at the end of the day we saw that Rashi is of the opinion that Imrotza Levarech, that if you want, you could make a Bracha. If you want, you could be Mekayim Mitzvah as long as it doesn't take away from the Kvura. So that's so. So the Lashon of the Be'er Halacha is that the Noda B'Yehuda gathered together many, many tzadim lahakel. What was his, he uses an interesting expression over here. That he gathered together many tzadim to say that this would be an exception to the rule, and the halacha would be that one could count Sefirah Somer. Umigabev Shom Eza Svaris. And he gathers together many different Svaris, and the Nozbi Yudah says to count Sefirah Somer. The Be'er Halacha ultimately is Mesupak about this issue. He leaves it off as a question. He points out that Rabbi Akiva Eger quotes this Nozbi Yudah. However, what's most relevant in terms of Sefirah Somer, this will come up pretty often, is what happens if the Kfura was at night and Onen wasn't able to count with a bracha. So then in such a case, the next day, how do they count? They would count without a bracha. They use Pater from Mitzvah. This is what the Be'er Halacha points out in Dibur Maskil below bracha. They would count the next day without a bracha, and of course they would be able to continue counting subsequent nights. What happens if, due to the Kfura, they miss the entire day of Sefirah Somer? Not only the night, but they also miss the day. So then, in such a case, one could say on the one end there's an onus. On the other end, the Be'er Halacha concludes that at the end of the day, it's a mitzvah of counting tmimos. It's a mitzvah of counting tmimos. So then, Sefirah Somer has been lost, and the avel will have to be continue counting without a bracha. What is one going to do, according to most who disagree with the raya who disagree with this idea of a mitzvah nimshechas? This is a tremendous chiddush, the Nozbi Yudah, to say that any time the mitzvah has implications for further on, all of a sudden he's going to be patur. So then, why should it be when it comes to mila and karban pesach? So then, what's the difference going to be there? Why is it that you interrupt? So the Emek Bracha, I photocopied for you, the Emek Bracha gives a beautiful teretz. The Emek Bracha on the second to last page says that there is a difference between the case of Pesach and Mila and our case over here. The difference is as follows. When it came to the Pesach and Mila case, over there the guy was already on his way to do the mitzvah. He was on his way to do the mitzvah. So when he was on his way to do the mitzvah, so then in such a case, then the Emek Bracha has a lamdus where he says that he's allowed to choose which one he's going to start first. In other words, he hasn't started being Osek in Kfura. It was a holich lishchot es pischo v'lamal es beno. So then in such a case, then before he starts this askus with Kfura, so then in such a case he has the right to choose which mitzvah. In contrast to an individual who the Kfura took place in the afternoon, and now he's being Osek throughout, then in such a case he's going to be potter, even if it's Esha L'Kayim Shneim, there's room to differentiate. Ayin Be'emek Bracha. It would seem that the Be'er Halacha seems to be saying that if it's not difficult, it doesn't take away at all for him to say the day in the Omer, it would seem that the Be'er Halacha's note that towards the Skiddush of the Nodabi Yehuda, that if it wouldn't take away at all just to say, then it wouldn't be a problem. But of course, one needs to keep in mind that the Ikar Mitzvah is the Askus and the Kfura. Hence, the Mechaber concludes in Simin Shin Mem Aleph Sivav Hameshamer Et Hameis. Someone who's guarding a mace, Afilu Einav Sheina Moso Potter Mikriyashma Mekol Mitzvah Samus B'Torah HaYishnayim Zem Meshamer V'Zeh Kori. So if anybody's involved in any Askus and Kvod Hameis, so then in such a case they're exempt from all mitzvot if they're necessary, and if there are two people, so then each one of them could be Mekayim all of the mitzvot that they can. May we always be zocha to be mekayim the mitzvah of Kvod Hameis, which is something that is a very, very integral part to Yahadus. Okay, Mirza Hashem, next time we'll be picking up with Hilchos Kriya, Be'ezer Hashem. It's also going to be a long topic. It's Simin Shin Mem. It's a long simin.